Hi and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dayton. This is episode 3457 BN. Today's date is September 23rd, 2024. And the title of the episode is Deep State Instructed Their Assassin Teams to Take Trump Out. Patriot October Surprise Coming. Talk about our health. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain, fatigue, digestive discomfort, and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods and it is far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix a problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain the hidden potential toxin. So you can find this yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. Or click the link in the description because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid. Go find that video at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22 or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, before I get started, I just want to make an announcement. Tomorrow, we're dropping four brand new designs and they're absolutely incredible. Some of the sayings are reject the lies, Owen 2, never surrender, drain the swamp, and they come in all different colors, and there are other products on the website. So all you got to do is go to patriotapparel.shop or just come to x22report.com, click on the big banner where it says shop now. You can see all the shirts there, and it'll bring you right over to the store. And this is for a limited time only, so you can go take a look, see what you like. If you don't, no big deal. But again, this is going to be a limited time. This is going to run for about 7 days or so, and once everything's sold out, everything is sold out. So just go to x22report.com, click on the shop now, you'll see the big banner there, and that will bring you right over to the store, or go to patriotsapparel.shop, just enter that into your browser, and you'll go right over to the store. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, you could see they are now panicking because they realize that Trump is going to release information that is going to destroy their entire criminal syndicate. And you can see there are certain individuals out there already trying to get ahead of this narrative, Adam Schiff being one of them. You can see how everything is falling apart with the exposure of Diddy and how all the Hollywood musicians, how they're all now moving away from this. But I do believe that they are now panicking because their world is completely and utterly falling apart around them. So again, when you corner a dangerous animal, what does a dangerous animal normally do? Well, they try to claw their way out of the corner and they will do whatever they possibly can to survive. And this is exactly what we're seeing the deep state do right now. Because once again, they've been trying to get rid of Trump for a very long time, since he came down that escalator all the way back before 2016. And ever since then, what have they been doing? Every single day, they try to bring him down, and it's been failing. And when I say they, it is the criminal syndicate. You know all those former intelligence agencies that are backing Kamala? You know the IRS that's backing Kamala? The fake news that's backing Kamala? The corrupt politicians that are backing Kamala? The CEOs in Hollywood that are backing Kamala, that's the criminal syndicate right there. You don't have to look around. You don't have to figure out where they are. Those people that are backing Kamala, they're part of the criminal syndicate. Doesn't mean they're head of the criminal syndicate, but they're all part of it. And that's why they're backing her, because they know once Trump declassifies all the information and shows the people the truth, it is game over for them. So what did the DOJ, FBI do? Very oddly, they released a letter from the second assassin, and the second assassin, the letter said, finish the job, sorry I failed. So that's letting everyone know that he's telling the other assassination teams it's time to take Trump out. Basically, what the deep state just did, they instructed their assassination teams to now make a move on Trump, take him out any way possible. Now, I do believe Trump, he is protected. I do believe there are certain people within his organization that are part of the military that are protecting him. And I don't believe that these individuals will allow harm to happen to Trump. Now, this doesn't mean the deep state players aren't going to try. They will try every single time. It doesn't mean they're going to succeed. So what we're witnessing right now is we're witnessing the deep state panic. And as they panic, they are now shifting and they're moving right out in the open. They're telling you exactly what they're going to do. They had no problem releasing the letter. Because remember, with the trans individual, they didn't want to release the diary because they were afraid of violence. But with this letter, they have no problem releasing it. You have to ask yourself, why do they have no problem releasing this? Aren't they worried about violence against Trump? No. Their entire motivation is to remove Trump, and they did this on purpose, and they released it only the front page to actually activate their cells. That's pretty much what they did. Because once again, people are starting to realize that the assassination attempts, they're not accidents. It's not, oh, we didn't know what we were doing. We had the wrong agents. These were planned ops. You could see it as clear as day from this letter that they just released. But I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they have a couple of surprises of their own. And remember, Trump, he has all the leverage. He has everything on them. They have nothing on him. Every single case, everything that they have done has failed. And those where they got some type of conviction or civil, where someone won the civil case, those are going to be overturned later on. Because once those are appealed and you get someone that's actually following the rule of law, they're going to say, there's no case here. What's going on here? And they're going to reverse the decision. What you see happening right now is that Trump and the Patriots, they have all the dirt on these people. This is why Adam Schiff is out there right now saying, hey, if you see some pictures or deep fake videos or anything like that, they're not real. They're CGI. Why would he have to come out and say anything like that? How does he know that something might come out that might implicate him in something or maybe other people, which I do believe that's going to happen? Why would he be worried about this unless he was involved in it? So you don't come out with that statement unless you were involved in it. If you're not involved, would you care? Would you even make that announcement? No, you wouldn't. Only criminals who have something to hide would make this type of announcement. And that tells you where all this is heading. You can see that they are panicking that these videos, these pictures, the information is all going to be coming out against them. And remember, Trump, he has a lot on them because when he came into office back in 2016, they never expected him to win. They never expected him to see all the classified information. They never expected him to see all the crimes that they have committed. They never expected him to see it all. And they never expected him to declassify everything, which he did. And this is why they've been trying to get him from day one. Because if this information ever gets out, everything that they have done goes down the toilet and it's exposed. And the people won't even listen to them anymore. They won't even be able to walk down the streets, and they know this. This is why they're panicking. But I do believe the Patriots, they have a couple of October surprises coming, and this is why the deep state players are panicking like we've never seen before. But before we get to all that, we can see there are more and more Democrats moving over to Trump. And the latest one is Amir Ghalib. He said, ladies and gentlemen, let me be clear. So our expectations are realistic. President Trump and I might not agree on everything, but I know he is a man of principle. Though it's looking good, he may or may not win the election and be the 47th president of the United States, but I believe he is the right choice for this critical time. So he just endorsed Trump. Trump War Room responded to this on X and said, President Trump proudly announces the endorsement he just received from Hamtramck, Michigan Mayor Amir Ghalib. Hamtramck is the only Muslim majority city in the United States. And then we had Sammy Ravello. He said, I've received more violent racist attacks in the last 24 hours since leaving the Democratic Party and supporting Trump for president. The funny thing is that the attacks are coming from the same people who preach diversity, equity, and inclusion. All that means zero unless you are on the left. It's incredible how some people react to differing opinions, but I won't be silenced. I'm proud of my choice and excited to join a movement that puts America first. Let's make America great again. So you can see there are people now that are waking up. People thinking logically. The people are now seeing the truth of the matter. And I do believe this is going to continue to happen. Now, when you see individuals like Cheney or the intelligence clowns, when they go over to Kamala, they are the criminal syndicate. When you see these people, they are Americans who just want America to do great. And when they look at Kamala and they look at Biden, they look at Obama and the rest. What do they see? They see how they're destroying this country. When they look at Trump, Trump has solutions. Trump is looking to lift the country up. And that's what they're seeing. This is why you have Elon come over. This is why you had RFK Jr. come over. This is why you had Tulsi Gabbard come over. They're not part of the criminal syndicate. They're not part of the big club. They're just looking at it from a stance of a patriot, of an American, and they want America to be great. And that's why they have gone over to Trump, because that's what they see. He can do this, and they can help him do this. We, the people, can help him do this. And when you look at the cities, it becomes very, very clear that the deep state players, all they've been doing is destroying our country from within. When you look out at Philadelphia, it looks like it's from the movie Batman or something. I mean, they're just on the streets climbing on cop cars. This is what it looks like when you're looking at a Democrat-run city. And there's chaos everywhere. And I do believe they're getting prepared and prepped for what's coming during the election. Elon Musk responded to this and said, "Pretty sure I saw this scene in The Joker." Well, he's not kidding. He actually did see it. And now it's happening in real time. Now, the other thing that has come out, and remember, Kamala's basically talking on two sides of her mouth, because one, there is an election coming up, so she has to lie to say, hey, these are all the things I'm for, even though I'm lying, and my actions are going to show you that I'm doing something completely different. All you got to do is look at the last 3.5-4 years. You can see her actions do not meet up with what she's actually saying today. And if you go back in time, you could see how she truly, really feels. And remember, the border czar never visited the border. And she was out there chanting back in 2019, 2018, Los Angeles parade, down, down with deportation. And who was there? Well, it looks like Jussie Smollett was in attendance. And once again, what happened to Jussie Smollett? Well, he was arrested for faking a mugging by Trump supporters, because they weren't Trump supporters. They weren't white. And it was two black individuals, Nigerians, that put on Trump paraphernalia, and they staged the whole thing. And Kamala Harris is friends with Jussie Smollett. And if you go back in time, what law did Kamala Harris and Booker pass? Well, they passed the bill that you can't lynch someone. Was this done on purpose? Absolutely. Were they protecting themselves? Absolutely. Are they all criminals? Absolutely. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the fake news, they're trying to gaslight the people that, hey, Asians aren't eating the pets. That is a completely untrue story. But as time goes on, people are seeing that it is absolutely true. And what's very interesting with all these Haitians that are being brought into this country, remember, they're not coming by themselves. They're being brought here by the deep state players. It's very odd that the criminal syndicate would place a level 4 do not travel to Haiti. Because right now there's kidnapping, crime, civil unrest, and limited health care, and it's completely and utterly getting out of hand. So you don't think these people are doing the same thing? Because remember, these people haven't been vetted. Who do you think these people are? They're the worst of the worst that they brought in here. They didn't come through the port of entry. They weren't vetted. No one looked at their backgrounds. This is why these individuals are being arrested for rape, for crime, for eating pets. That should tell you everything you need to know. And the other thing that should tell you everything you need to know is you could see their world is completely and utterly falling apart, because now we have Epstein, now we have Diddy, and now people are spreading the videos around showing that, hey, Diddy was arrested for what? He was indicted for what? Having sex parties, underage girls, underage boys. And when you start to listen to sports people, Hollywood people, musicians, they're all talking about his parties. And now people are panicking. Now people are afraid. People are scrambling because they don't want anyone to see what they have done. Now, remember, the internet is forever. They can delete as much as they want, but it's not gone. And they can pretend that this never happened. But I do believe we're going to see video. We're going to see information come out that's going to implicate all these people. And what's very interesting, if you go back a little bit in time, it looks like Jim Carrey was kind of sending a message trying to tell us that, hey, the Illuminati, the deep state players, it's real. And he was actually on the show, Jimmy Kimmel, and he was talking to him like, you know, this is real. You know what I'm talking about. Now, it might have seemed like he was joking around, but I do believe he was sending a message. And what's very interesting about this is that his girlfriend died shortly after this aired. So were they sending him a message, shut the hell up? I do believe so. Just take a listen to this exchange.
Is that a gang sign? Have you, you don't know what it is. You don't know what that is.
I have no idea.
You don't know. Jimmy Fallon doesn't know. David Letterman doesn't know.
We don't know.
All the comics and show business don't know what this is. Right? Yeah.
What is it?
Come on, Jimmy. Seriously, the time is up. People are hip to this kind of stuff. I'm here tonight to blow the lid off it, to be the whistleblower. I'm sick and tired of the secrets and the lies. It is the secret symbol of the Illuminati, and you're a part of it, and it is the all-mocking tongue.
Oh. I like it.
For years now, talk show...
So I do believe... When you look at it, he was trying to say something and let people know that this was actually happening. And you could see that Jimmy Kimmel was trying to pretend that I know nothing about this. What are you talking about? Now, the other thing that's very odd is we know that Justin Bieber was involved with Diddy. And there were a lot of people, you know, talking about Justin Bieber. He was a young man at the time. And of course, this fits into everything that we know about pedophilia. And what's very interesting is the deep state players, they like to show you exactly what they're really doing. And sometimes they show you as a joke. They show you as, you know, some type of skit. They show you in different ways. But if we go back a little bit in time, and Kyle Becker put this out on X, SNL once did a skit of Obama kissing Justin Bieber. So don't you think that's an odd thing to joke about? Why would they do this? Because I do believe what they were doing is they were telling people, yeah, these are the things that we do. We're telling you so it's okay for us if you don't believe us. And you can see there are certain individuals, they are now panicking like we've never seen before. Adam Schiff put this out on X and said, voters will see an onslaught of deep fakes and ads otherwise manipulated by AI between now and November. As the line between what is true and fake online becomes increasingly blurred, we must act now to safeguard the integrity of our elections. So he's panicking that things are going to be coming out. And don't believe them if you see them, because it's all CGI, it's all AI, and they're not real. But you know what's going to happen. People are going to put them through AI scanners. People are going to dissect them. And people are going to say, these are not AI. This is absolutely real. And you can see this is how afraid they really are. And this reminds me of Post 4742, September 23rd, 2020. Very interesting that this came up now. It says political leaders plus family follow with possible ties to sex trafficking. Attacks, barrage by media signify what? Sex trafficking, safeguarding women and children, topics that unite all political factions against a common faith in humanity. Those you are taught to trust the most. And this tells you everything you need to know about what's coming. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's an October surprise or one of the October surprises, because again, this will destroy them. Now, of course, what they're going to do when it comes out, just like Adam Schiff was saying, well, this is AI, it's all fake, don't believe what you're seeing. The fake news is going to be put on overdrive to try to spin all of this. But what's going to happen over time, just like everything else, it's going to be debunked that, no, they're not fake. They are real. And we have proof that they're real. And this is going to destroy the deep state players as time goes on. And as this information comes out, doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, people are going to be looking at this going, holy crap, what have they been doing? And we've been paying for all this. This is their own little pedophilia network sex trafficking system. And they have code words. I mean, Liz Crokin has been doing a lot of research in this. And she broke down all the code words that have to do with pizza. So now we can see that this is all coming true. And now they're panicking that this information is going to be released. Remember, Trump and the Patriots, they have it all. What do you think they have on Diddy and Epstein? It's all of these individuals. These are the individuals that are now scared. These are the individuals that are now panicking. That's why they're going after Trump with everything that they have. That's why they're trying to get control of the flow of information. Because if you have control of the flow of information, you can stop this. But once again, I think in the end, they are not going to be able to get the control of flow of information. Because again, they have platforms that they don't control. And there are certain individuals that will not fold. But think about what we've just been talking about with the pedophilia network, sex trafficking, Diddy, Epstein. What's very interesting is that the Telegram CEO, Durov, says the app is going to provide more data to governments now. So he kind of folded right now, and he says he'll provide more data to governments, including users' IP addresses, phone numbers, in response to valid legal requests. And it looks like this is now tying into what they want to do. They want to report people, and they want to shut down the flow of information and shut down people that are reporting the pedophilia network, reporting the sex trafficking. Now, I don't mean they're reporting the sex trafficking and the pedophilia networks that's going on. I mean that they're reporting this because it implicates them. They don't want those things out there, and they want the social media platforms to block it. Now, do I believe that this is going to work? I don't believe so, because very interestingly, Elon Musk owns X, and he's not giving in. He's on Trump's side. Trump owns Truth. We have Chris Pavlak. He owns Rumble, and they're not going to be bending a knee. But Nima Owiji put this out and said, X is about to remove the current block button, meaning that if an account is public, their posts will be visible to the blocked users as well. Elon said, "Hi, time this happened, the block function will block that account from engaging with, but not blocking seeing public posts." So you're not going to be able to hide anything on X, and it's going to be very, very difficult for these individuals. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Macron now, he is now creating a new government. He is now calling for a new world order, and it looks like they're now pushing their agenda very, very hard to basically try to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam. And how do they do that? They do that with war. And we could see that the war out in the Middle East, that is now accelerating. You could see the war out in Ukraine is about to actually move in a completely different direction. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But first, out in Israel, we could see Israel has struck southern Lebanon. More than three Hezbollah targets have been hit. And you could see how this is building up. And Erdogan of Turkey, he is now panicking, and he says Israel is dragging the whole region into an all-out war. No, what Israel is doing, he is now destroying the state-sponsored terrorist groups. And Erdogan right now is panicking over this. So is Biden, so is Kamala, so is Obama, so are all the deep state players. But when you look at Ukraine, you can see now they are now moving into a new area of war. And it looks like we're entering a cyber war. So Ukrainian cyber specialists, they have disabled the internet banking and mobile apps of two major Russian banks and promised attacks would continue until Russia leaves Ukraine. So they went ahead and they carried out a cyber attack, and they hit the Rosselkazbank and the Moscow Credit Bank. They were disrupted and people couldn't, you know, use their services at the time. So I do believe what they're doing right now is they're now beginning the cyber war. And Russia most likely will probably retaliate cyber attacking Ukraine. Maybe they'll hit the financial institutions. And it's very interesting how they're starting out with the financial institutions. And what do you think is going to happen later on? Yes, all of a sudden, you're going to see NATO get involved. You're going to see the U.S. get involved. You're going to see China get involved, North Korea get involved, Iran get involved. And the cyber wars, I do believe they have begun right now. And we can see how this is going to move into the presidential election, because once again, they have to stop Trump any way possible. Plus, they need to bring us into war to cover up everything that they've done, because just like Adam Schiff said, you're going to see certain things. He's panicking. And yes, all the others are panicking right now. I guess that's why all these individuals said that they're going to leave America if Trump wins. It's not because they hate Trump. It's because what's going to come out, and they're going to be exposed for what they've done. So do they want to be in this country? No, they want to get out of this country, and they want to go to a place where they can't be extradited. That's what they're really saying. And what's very interesting is that, yes, Oprah Winfrey, she just did an interview with Kamala Harris. That was a complete and utter disaster. Let's talk about staying healthy. We all have two ages, our true age and our biological age. Our bio age suggests how healthy or unhealthy we are inside. You want your bio age years younger than your true age. Let me tell you how Field of Greens is helping me do that. Field of Greens is an organic superfruit and vegetable drink unlike any other. It's serious nutrition. Listen to this. Field of Greens was approved for a university study that doctors believe may lower your body's biological age. That generally means better health. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was selected by doctors to support vital body functions like heart, liver, kidneys, metabolism, and immune system. Only Field of Greens is backed by this better health promise. At your next physical or checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Join me in better health with 15% off and free shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code X22. That's promo code X22 at fieldofgreens.com. That is fieldofgreens.com, or click the link in the description. And people are asking a very, very simple question. And Mark Lutchman put this out and said, Oprah Winfrey, she's worth over $3.2 billion, but lectures us about income equality. Gives parenting advice, but has no children. Gives marital advice, never been married. Am I wrong for asking why people are taking her advice? No, why are they? Same thing with Bill Gates. He's not a doctor. So he's pushing vaccines. He's pushing prenatal vitamins in Africa. And you know what those are going to be. Those are going to probably abort the babies of all these individuals. Now, he's not a doctor, but he's pushing this. Oprah's pushing all these things, and she doesn't have kids. She isn't poor. So why is anyone listening? That's the big question. Now, the other thing that we know is that the national security chiefs, they are now backing Kamala Harris. But what's very interesting about this, they include many who signed the infamous Hunter Biden doc that said it was Russian disinformation. That should tell you everything you need to know. It's the criminal syndicate. They're protecting themselves. They are liars. Actually, their security clearances should be all taken away at this point. So basically what you're seeing right now is you're seeing the criminal syndicate back Kamala. Because is she really the person calling the shots? No, she's the front person. They're the ones who are calling the shots. And they need to make sure that Trump never gets into office. And that is their main agenda. You could see it going all the way back to 2016. I mean, we went from information by information war. Now they're actually physically trying to take him out. I mean, really think about that for a second. But when you look at Kamala, and she keeps bringing up how she's this prosecutor and how she went ahead and she was dealing with transnational criminals. Well, what's very interesting about this, there's really no evidence of all this. Jeff Clark put this out on X and said, it's been several weeks and still no Democrat or member of the press has taken up my challenge of posting a transcript of a case that Kamala Harris has prosecuted. I actually asked for the most complex prosecution she's ever done, but at this point, I settle for a transcript of any case she's ever prosecuted. I'm starting to get doubtful that she ever prosecuted a case through to trial. In any event, calling her a prosecutor as opposed to a paper pusher is starting to look like a huge exaggeration. That is very interesting. And the other thing that's really interesting right now is that Jill Biden is actually running the country and Joe Biden is not, which means why isn't Kamala using the 25th Amendment on Joe? Actually, why didn't she use it on Joe going all the way back when she basically lied to the American people that he has problems? She said that he has no problems whatsoever. He has no dementia. He has no mental degradation. He has nothing. But now we know that he does. We know that he's not running the country. He can't function. Jill's running the country. Isn't it time that she does what she needs to do? Miranda Devine put this out and said, who exactly is running the country? If Joe can't function and Dr. Jill is taking charge, Kamala Harris has a constitutional duty to invoke the 25th Amendment. Anything that goes wrong will be her fault. Absolutely. I wonder if they're saving that for October, where he says, you know what? I can't function anymore. I'm dropping out. Kamala Harris is going to be the acting president. Yes, that's still the 25th Amendment right there. And it looks like they're saving that for October to try to give her a boost in the polls. But you know what that's going to do? As war builds up all over the place, the events start to build in this country because we have open borders, everything is going to fall on her. And instead of that boost, her ratings, her poll numbers are going to drop like we've never seen before. And you can see the deep state players, they're trying everything to cheat in this next election. Charlie Kirk put this out and says, so the NFL has rolled out what it calls a nonpartisan NFL votes initiative. There's only one problem. All the orgs it partners with are Democrat left-wing GOTV groups. Rock the Vote is a left-wing group backed with former Obama officials in leadership. Voto Latina has close ties with AOC and Julian. We're going to turn Texas blue through Immigration Castro. I Am a Voter was funded by left-wing Hollywood nut job Deborah Messing and fashion industry leftist Mandana Dawani. Rise to Vote board includes left-wing NBA commissioner Adam Silver, LeBron James, business partner and Michigan's Democrat Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Why is the NFL lying about being nonpartisan? Why does the NFL despise over half of its own fan base? Because they're part of the criminal syndicate. Just like all the corporations, it's all run from the top. And you could see it very, very clearly right now. Just like you could see very, very clearly that Ralph, he was an assassin. He was hired by the deep state players. Do I believe he was the only shooter there? Absolutely not. I do believe he was the patsy. And they're using him to actually instruct the other assassin groups to actually take out Trump right now. And we've learned a lot about this individual. It looks like cell phone data was used to find out where he was. He had been at the golf course tree line from 1:59 a.m. to 2:31 p.m., according to an FBI affidavit that cited cell phone data to track his whereabouts. I thought that cell phone tracking thing doesn't work. I guess it only works in certain circumstances, but it doesn't explain how he knew that Trump was going to play golf. Because when you look at his agenda was very, very different, and this was a last-minute thing, so he might have been staked out there, but again, who tipped him off? Who told him to be there? Well, what's very interesting about that is that he possessed a memo that included dates from August to October of venues where Trump had appeared or was expected to be. That's very, very interesting. Who was giving him this memo? So was this the public information or was this other information that was being fed to him that was not public? Which means it's an inside job. Which means this leads all the way up to who? Mayorkas. But again, he has many different levels where there are certain individuals that keep him protected. I'm talking about Mayorkas. But I do believe Mayorkas is involved in all of this. I mean, look what's happening at the border. Remember, Mayorkas, he's the head guy of the United States Secret Service. But the other thing that's very interesting is that this individual, the patsy, he had this letter that was actually produced by the DOJ, and his weapons were also put out there. It's funny, he had a makeshift weapon. The serial number was wiped clean. He had a magazine that only had like 11 rounds, which is very interesting because isn't that what the deep state always says in all those gun control areas? You can only have 10-round magazines. It's very interesting that he wouldn't fill the magazine up with 30 rounds or something like that. Why did he only do 10 or 11? That's very, very interesting. But the letter that was put out by the DOJ is very, very interesting. It says, Dear world, this was an assassination attempt on Trump, but I'm so sorry I failed. I tried my best and gave all the gumption I could muster. It is up to you now to finish the job. I will offer $150,000 to whoever can complete the job. First of all, how does he have $150,000? He was making no money whatsoever. So why would they put out one page of this? Are they actually sending a message to the other assassination groups? Absolutely. Are they saying, listen, here's the bounty, $150,000. If you take him out, it's yours. Number one, it's hard to believe that it's only $150,000. You would think it'd be like $1.5 million, $2 million, $10 million. But again, you could see that they're actually putting this out. They're instructing the assassination teams to go after Trump. Julie Kelly put this out and said, this sounds sketchy as hell. So Ralph dropped off a box to a civilian witness months before the assassination attempt, and this individual didn't open it until after the near shooting. Once again, Trump very lucky to be alive. Wow. Also worth noting, DOJ only posted the one page of Ralph's letter. Where's the rest of it? That's interesting. Matt Walsh put this out and said, so they didn't release the Covenant Shooter Manifesto because they were allegedly afraid it would inspire more shootings. And yet within a week, they release a letter from Trump's would-be assassin where he openly encourages more shootings and offers to pay them, which tells you he was an assassin, which tells you these individuals were controlled. These individuals were controlled by who? The FBI, DOJ, CIA, you name it, the clowns. Now, the Fed, they need to make sure that they keep this guy under lock and key. They can't have this guy roaming around free. So they need to actually keep him in jail. And this is why his bond was denied. Remember, the deep state players, they don't want an investigation happening from Florida with DeSantis investigating the crime. They don't want anyone talking to this individual. They brought him up on gun charges, which are federal crimes. This way they could take over the case. And DeSantis has been struggling to basically get information and answers. But Trump, he responded to all this and said the following. The Kamala Harris Biden Department of Justice and FBI are mishandling and downplaying the second assassination attempt on my life since July. The charges brought against the maniac assassin are slap on the wrist. It's no wonder, since the DOJ and FBI have been coming after me nonstop with weaponized lawfare since I announced my first historic campaign for the presidency. From Russia, 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 Ukraine, 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 Iran, 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 impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, to the lawless documents hoax brought after an illegal and unconstitutional raid of my home, on which I am suing the DOJ for their wrongful acts, to the January 6 hoax in D.C., where the J6 Unselect Committee illegally deleted and destroyed all documents, the Manhattan DA's zombie case, the New York AG scam illegally spying on my campaign to censoring the Hunter Biden laptop from hell, which was criminally led by the fake 51 intelligence officials who lied and claimed it was a Russian interference and disinformation, while the laptop was in fact Hunter Biden's, not Russia, and exposed Crooked Joe and his family for their decades of grift and many lawless radical attacks against their political opponent, me. The DOJ and FBI have a conflict of interest since they have been obsessed with getting Trump for so long. It is very difficult to trust the Biden-Harris DOJ FBI to investigate the assassination attempts due to election interference and the fake cases brought against me, including their control over local DAs and AGs. Shockingly, after the bullet went through my ear on that fateful day in Butler, Pennsylvania, the FBI director went before Congress and falsely said that it may not have been a bullet. It was just glass or shrapnel, a lie condemned by even my worst enemies. What he said was disgraceful, especially since it was witnessed live by millions of people and was forced to immediately retract. If the DOJ and FBI cannot do their job honestly and without bias and hold the aspiring assassin responsible to the full extent of the law, Governor Ron DeSantis and the state of Florida have already agreed to take the lead on the investigation and prosecution. Florida charges would be much more serious than the ones the FBI has announced. The truth would be filed wherever it leads. Our justice system is corrupt and discredited, especially as it pertains to the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump. Let Florida handle the case. Yes, let Florida handle the case. If they want an open, free case, why don't they work together? Why don't they reveal all the information? Because number one, they're involved with this. Number two, they got to cover up the crimes. Number three, they need to get rid of Trump. And that's why they're instructing the deep state assassins to go after Trump right now. So does that mean that they will try again? Most likely, yes. Does it mean they will actually take him out? I don't think so. I think Trump is now protected by the military. I think he has certain safeguards in place. They're monitoring everything. Just like when it was happening on the golf course, he actually let us know that it was checkmate, that he knew it was cupping. He knew exactly where this individual was, and they stopped it before it happened. So I do believe the military now is feeding the information. They already have a bead on all this. They understand who's involved, and they're tracking all of it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, he is taking a racketeering case against Hillary Clinton to a federal appeals court. The federal judge gave Trump until September 27th to file a brief up to 10,000 words on why the case would be heard. So Trump took a civil racketeering influence and corruption organization RICO case against Clinton for allegedly trying to rig the 2016 election against him. So now he's going after Hillary Clinton, which puts Hillary Clinton back into the spotlight, which is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that the Democrats, they are now out there saying, you know something, the pollsters might be undercounting Trump right now, and he actually might be in the lead. Now, translation is, the pollsters right now, they're trying to keep the polls very, very close because they need the polls very, very close, because that's what works to convince everyone that the cheating was real. Because if they had Kamala Harris at 10%, Trump at 80, 85%, would you believe that Kamala won the election? No, you wouldn't. If it's very, very close and the polling shows that it's close and she's able to pull it off and win, would you believe it? Well, you did. Most people did. back in 2020. A lot of people didn't. They saw the rigging. So basically, they're now worried because what they're actually looking at right now is the actual polls, the internal polls, and they're saying, holy crap, this election is way too big to rig. We don't know if we can win this. So now we have to actually shift the entire narrative and tell people that, yeah, the poll numbers might not be actually right now, because they're looking at the true internal polls and they're realizing, ooh, this looks pretty darn bad. Even though they're trying to convince everyone that Kamala is in the lead. Again, these are the same people that told you to follow the arrows on the ground. These are the same people that told you 6 feet apart is going to stop you getting the virus. These are the same people that said the bioweapon is the only cure for the virus, which actually causes the virus, doesn't stop transmission, and makes you sick. These are the same people that said hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, they won't help you with any type of virus, which is completely fake, phony, and false. These are the same people that told you that the Hunter Biden laptop was fake. Don't believe anything else anyone's saying, because we have a letter from 51 intelligent clowns saying it's Russian disinformation. And now people found out that, hey, by the way, it is his laptop, and Joe Biden's running a criminal organization. So why in the world would anyone believe the polls that ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox, and the rest are putting out? It's the same fake polls they used in 2016, where they said Hillary Clinton was up by 90 and Trump only had 10%, or Hillary was up by 80 and Trump had 20%. It's the same thing. So why would anyone believe that? It's all fake. It's a psyop. That's what these networks do. They've been doing it for a very long time. And they're trying to convince you of something when it's really not happening. So what's very interesting is that the deep state players, they're projecting exactly how they're going to try to cheat. Now, number one, they said, hey, we're going to use the mail-ins. Number two, they're basically going to produce the ballots. Number three, they're already saying that there's going to be delays, because the post office will not be able to get the information to the voting centers in time. So we might have a little bit of a delay because we got to print a lot of ballots to beat Trump. And now Politico is saying that overseas voters could be the ticket to winning the election. So basically, Politico regurgitated the completely fraudulent figure that there are 1.6 million UOCAVA voters from swing states in this year's election. And this is a completely dishonest number. Patty McMurray reported on the UOCAVA scam back on September 6th. We are republishing here for those of you who missed how easy it is to steal an election with the UOCAVA, or overseas voters. Are the Democrats telegraphing one of the key ways in which they could steal the upcoming election? Absolutely. In 2000 presidential election, a mere 629 votes separated the race between George W. Bush and Al Gore in Florida. When the absentee overseas votes finally arrived, George W. Bush was able to take the 537 vote lead from Al Gore and win the presidency. On August 12, 2024, the DNC released a memo announcing it would spend six figures to collect up to 9 million Democrat votes from overseas. But here's the problem with the DNC's stated goal. The DNC's stated goal of winning the votes of approximately 9 million Americans through its Democrat Abroad website seems impossible, given that according to a recent report by the federal government, only 4.4 million U.S. citizens reside overseas, and only 2.8 million of those are voting age. Curiously, the DNC memo claims that over 1.6 million Americans from the battleground states of Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin live overseas, adding that they plan to fight for every vote. They share the chart with their UOCAVA population estimates for each battleground state. And they show Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and they give the abroad population estimates, which basically totals, in all the swing states, 1.6 million votes. The U.S. government says there are 2.8 million total overseas eligible U.S. voters. So Democrats, they want you to believe that over half of those eligible overseas voters have residence in the crucial swing states. Does anyone really believe this? Absolutely not. Basically, what they're trying to do is they're trying to beef up the ballots in the swing states, and this is how they're going to cheat. Trump responds to this and says the following. The Democrats are talking about how they're working so hard to get millions of votes from Americans living overseas. Actually, they're getting ready to cheat. They're going to use UOCAVA to get ballots, a program that emails ballots overseas without any citizenship check or verification of identity whatsoever. Foreign interference. Remember, they say we have the most secure elections in history. Anyone can get a ballot emailed to them. They want to dilute the true vote of our beautiful military and their families, who Comrade Kamala has totally disrespected and abandoned. Republicans must act to stop them from stealing our military votes. Absolutely. If you vote illegally, you're going to jail. He's warning the people once again. You help in cheating in the election, you vote illegally, you're going to jail. But he said foreign interference. And that reminds me of two posts. Post 2689, February 11th, 2019. It says, only when the election harms the D party will they claim foreign interference. Keyword, foreign. So think about it. If the election is too big to rig, will the D party say, hey, there was foreign interference? I do believe so. Post 4951, November 12, 2020. It says, down below, it says the following. How do you show the public the truth? How do you safeguard U.S. elections post POTUS? How do you remove foreign interference and corruption and install U.S.-owned voter ID laws and other safeguards? It had to be this way. Sometimes you must walk through the darkness before you see the light. So people must know there's foreign interference for people to say we need to safeguard the election with voter ID law and other safeguards. So if people don't see the foreign interference, would they want this? Yes, a lot of people saw the cheating back in 2020, 2022. People know that they're interfering in the election right now. But to wake the population up to foreign interference, you need to show the people. Sometimes it has to be this way. And what's very interesting about this is Mike Johnson, he unveiled the new spending bill with bolstered Secret Service funding, but it does not include the SAVE Act. And the funding is only until December 20th. So that is very interesting. Why wouldn't he include the SAVE Act? Trump has been saying we need the SAVE Act included in the continuation of government, the continuing resolution, include it and have the deep state shut down the government and say we're not going to basically pass this because of the SAVE Act. Well, no matter which way you look at it, if they decided to push against it and say we're just going to shut it down, they would be responsible. But again, what would the people learn? Not much. What happens if there's foreign interference and there's an event like a cyber attack and the deep state, because the election is too big to rig, they realize, holy crap, we can't win this by the ballots. We're going to have to allow Trump to win this and we're going to have to say it's election interference because there was a cyber attack and they were able to access the systems. Would this then push the SAVE Act through because there was an event? Absolutely. Would the people learn that there was a foreign country interfering in our election? If there is a foreign country interfering in the election, would the people then say, you know something? Even the Democrats, it's a foreign country. We must protect the vote. We must make sure that it's only Americans that are voting. Because what happens if this country that's interfering also has people trying to vote in the election? Actually, this kind of brings the people together, and it actually brings the people to the same logical thought of we need to make sure we have voting in one day, we use paper ballots so foreign countries can't interfere, and we need to make sure that everyone is an American who's voting. Actually, can the deep state players fight against this? They could try, but it's going to be very, very difficult because especially when the country is attacked, the people are going to be shocked. The people are going to be, holy crap, look what's happening. And I don't believe it's just going to be the election system, and that is part of our national infrastructure. I do believe it's going to be electrical grids, water systems, banks. I don't mean all at the same time, but people are going to see this. It's going to look very, very real. So I do believe people are going to say, no, no, we must have this. We can't allow a foreign country to interfere on who we want to pick as president because they attacked us. And we need to have the right person in there. Even the D's will say, yes, we need to have the right person in there, believing that Kamala is going to win. But I do believe when we go to paper, the people are going to be shocked. They're going to go, holy crap, the majority wants Trump? How could this be? They might even order a recount. But again, you have to remember, during this period of time, the deep state players, they're going to try to stop the certification before we go to paper. They're going to try to have chaos. But I do believe in the end, it's all going to fail. And the people of this country are going to learn that they are the majority, that they've been lied to for a very, very long time. Even the D's are going to figure that out. And it looks like Trump, the Patriots, are pushing the deep state players down this path. And I do believe in the end, Trump is going to have the deep state exactly where he wants them. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.